Asia TV's radio network service. We are sorry for this late start, but here's the 7 p.m. news read by Snow Cell Ano ABM. Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute today chaired the cabinet meeting for the month of May and government strategy to protect children and measures to provide leisure activities for them were up or top on the agenda. The Pathological and Oncological Cancer Society is holding its 7th Congress in Yaoundé with calls on citizens to consume healthy foods and go for regular medical checkups to avoid being victims of cancer. This is the focus of the in-depth segment of the 7 p.m. news. Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Muele-Kombi has called on the 52 cyclists on the race course of the Kamole International Cycling Tour to show a spirit of fair play throughout the race. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The government's strategy to protect children and measures taken to provide decent leisure activities for them have been at the center of discussions today in Yaoundé. This was during the cabinet meeting for the month of May, chaired by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute. Christian Cheatam reports from the Star Building.
A 2007 report of the National Institute of Statistics indicates that 27.9% of children, especially in rural areas of Cameroon, suffer child labor, with 4.4% of them engaged in dangerous work in agriculture, construction, and hawking. The third term holiday will open avenues for more children to suffer violence and moral danger if protection measures are faulty. That is why the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, and cabinet members took an in-depth look at protection measures during the cabinet meeting for the month of May. The Minister of Labor and Social Security, Grégoire Owona, said conventions on the minimum age of work and on the eradication of child labor are well in place and active in Cameroon. An accession which the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irène Ingene, confirmed.
We have, first of all, the mechanism toward the community. We had to mobilize the entire community on the protection of the child. We have mechanisms for the prevention of those children, mechanisms for child care, all these mechanisms to protect them, just to make sure that really we have the eye on the children.
The Minister of Social Affairs said the protection of the rights of children is a duty which concerns everyone.
We need to have coordination of all different initiatives because we have private initiatives, we have public initiatives. For us to have institutional response, for us to have appropriate response, intervention.
The Minister of State for Tourism and Leisure, Bello Buba Maigari, for his part, presented activities envisaged to occupy children in a healthy manner during the long holiday.
In the last organization of the government, the head of state, President Paul Biya, saw to it that our country engage in developing leisure activities, not only for our youth, but also for the general public, because the developing leisure activities is very important for the development of our country.
The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, called on the different ministers to ensure that protection mechanisms in Cameroon are functioning at an optimal level throughout the long holiday. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Members of the organizing committee of the first ever African Social and Solidarity Forum taking place in Yaoundé have expressed their gratitude to Cameroon for hosting the event. They conveyed their gratitude during a meeting with the Prime Minister Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, in Yaoundé today. We have this press release from the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic. In the capacity of personal representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, spouse of the head of state, founding president of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, Mrs. Fadimatu Kavaye, vice president, CERAC delegate for the Far North region, will preside over the ceremony for the official handover of the district medical center of Jongdong, rehabilitated and equipped by CERAC, and the handing over of donations to rural women and youths of Winner Subdivision in Mayodanai Division, Far North Region, on Friday, May 31, 2024, at 10 a.m. prompt. Signed, the Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Mvondo Ayolo. Here now is a program of the ceremony for the official handover of the District Medical Center of Jongdong, rehabilitated and equipped by CERAC, and the handing over of donations to rural women and youths of Wina Subdivision, Mayo Danai Division, Far North Region, on Friday, the 31st of May, 2024. 7:30 a.m., arrival of populations and animation groups. 8:30, arrival of guests. 9:30, arrival of administrative authorities. 9:40, arrival of CERAC members. 9:50, arrival of the personal representative of Mrs. Chantal Biam, spouse of the head of state, founding president of CERAC. Welcome, handing of a bouquet of flowers, installation in the VIP stand. 10 a.m., start of the ceremony, singing of the national anthem, interreligious prayer, welcome address by the mayor of Wina Council, word of gratitude of the beneficiaries, speech by the head of the Yagua Health District, keynote address by the personal representative of Madame Chantal Biam, spouse of the head of state, founding president of CERAC, reading of the list of rehabilitation works and donations, symbolic handing over of donations, group photographs, guided tour of the Jongdong District Medical Center. 11:30 a.m., end of the ceremony. A monument erected in memory of personnel of the Military Engineering Corps who died in the line of duty has been inaugurated. This was during a burial ceremony of medical relics of the fallen sappers at the new command post of the Corps, chaired by the director of that unit, Colonel Jackson Kamgen. The military ritual instructed by the President of the Republic is the first of its kind in Cameroon. Political Desk editor Albert Njiembonde reports.
In memory of the fallen sappers who died in the line of duty while defending fatherland Cameroon, a box containing their material relics, cloth with the national flag, is brought into the new command post of the Military Engineering Corps by a guard of honor. Senior military officers, retired and active sappers, and relatives of the deceased watch on.
Adjutant Chef Sako Ignatius, I've worked with the Military Engineering Corps for 35 years, now retired. My impressions are so good, and this made me to even shed my tears to our fallen brothers. I can say my brother, Chi Azaya, who was so dear to me.
Then the national anthem of the country for which they decided to pay the ultimate sacrifice. The memorial, which is 8 meters tall, has a grotto in which the material relics are buried in the presence of a military chaplain and an imam. On the inner walls of the monument are the names of the fallen soldiers, the outer walls depicting soldiers neutralizing explosive devices, with some of the sappers holding their engineering tools. The personalities present, including the Lamido of Garua, take turns to meditate and contemplate before their memory. This is the first memorial monument of its kind nationwide. Colonel Jackson Kamgen, Director of the Military Engineering Corps.
This memorial is realized upon high instruction of Head of State, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, who have decided to honor those who died in the line of action. The relics is composed of some belongings of those who died in the line of action for our fatherland, Cameroon.
The memorial is open to both the military and civilian population.
The Minister of Public Works has called on officials charged with elaborating the National Road Maintenance Strategy to consider quality and sustainability in their proposals. Minister Emmanuel Nganou Njumeisi was speaking today in Yaoundé while launching a meeting bringing together experts in the domain of road maintenance. Dr. Jean-Francois Wunba, an official of the Joint Funding Road Project Unit of the Ministry of Public Works, now highlights the reasons for a road maintenance strategy and advantages.
The maintenance strategy that Cameroon wants to design is mainly to accompany the government. You know, now we have many roads in Cameroon, and then the degradation is very high, and people are questioning what is the strategy behind. So that's why the government decided to hire a hire a consultant to design this strategy so that that strategy can accompany the government. We want a consortium of people, we want a firm, and that firm will have many people inside. There are civil engineers inside, there are also planner inside, because we need many people to be able to work together to have that strategy. The strategy will help to work in an integrated manner. People have to work in an integrated manner, because now everybody is doing his own small piece of work at his level, which is not good. You cannot just work in a nation, in a country, without having something integrated. The strategy will bring people together.
On to the in-depth segment of the news. Yaounde inhabitants have been advised to consume healthy foods and go for regular checkups for cancer, because the treatment of cancer is first and foremost a matter of detection. Experts in the treatment of cancer were speaking today while opening the 7th edition of the Pathological and Oncological Cancer Society Congress to help other professionals know better about cancer treatment. Details with Joyce Cleve Tata.
Reports from the Ministry of Public Health reveal that in 2020 alone, close to 20,000 new cancer cases were reported, and more than 6 million Cameroonian women aged 15 and above are at risk of developing cervical cancer. The Vice President of the Pathological and Oncological Cancer Society, Professor Albert Mwelesone, says the two-day event in Yaounde is a means of sharing on practical ways to tackle the pressing health issue in Cameroon.
The theme this year is palliative care, because so many people come when they just have a few months more to live. It is a nutritional problem.
The Congress will also be a means of inspiring many more health professionals to delve into the specialty to cut the shortage of pathologists and oncologists in Cameroon.
When we organize a Congress, it's to ameliorate. It is to receive cancer patients who can be treated and cured. They need to have good health before undertaking the treatment. And good health means good food, environment, in such a way that when the patient is dying, let him die when he's smiling.
Medics through the event aim to enhance diagnostic accessibility, promote early detection to reduce cancer-related mortality rates, while elevating the standard of care nationwide.
Environmental factors like excessive exposure to ultraviolet rays and unhealthy modes of life such as smoking can be risk factors of cancer. This beside the genetic and human-made factors. Vanessa Wutnang-Snamon tells us more in the following report.
It has now been proven that where we live, the air we breathe, the food we eat, and other conditions we may not control can affect our health, such as producing cancerous viruses in which abnormal cells divide uncontrollably and destroy body tissue. This includes sunbathing or excessive exposure to UV rays, as well as toxic substances in the air like benzene, asbestos, and random arsenic that can lead to cancer. Poor feeding habits too can go a long way to generate cancer in the human body that practices unhealthy living like smoking, drinking alcohol, and obesity. Though these human factors could be passive or active based on where we live and what we take in, diets higher in vegetables, whole grains, and fruits, coupled with avoiding red meat, can help reduce the risk of cancer, as per medical practitioners who advise that a healthy diet should be adopted by all in order to minimize cancer infection.
Recent research findings have identified dietary factors that may be responsible for the development of certain cancers. Oncologists have thus advised Cameroonians to watch what they consume. Bertrand Osomba highlights the importance of adopting good eating habits to minimize risk in the following analysis.
If there are no anti-cancer foods, some can decrease the risk of occurrence of the disease. A healthy lifestyle, excluding the consumption of alcoholic beverages, overweight and obesity, and excess red meat, can help prevent colon and rectal cancers, which are manifested in the production of carcinogenic and nitrous compounds, production of free radicals and pro-inflammatory secretins linked to an excess of ammonia, among other factors. It is therefore recommended to limit the consumption of red meats to less than 500 grams per week, to favor poultry and alternate with fish, eggs, and pulses, and to limit the consumption of the deli meats to less than 500 grams per week. The consumption of foods of plant origin and rich in fiber is associated with a decrease in the risk of colorectal cancer. Similarly, it is associated with the reduction of the risk of overweight, a factor directly associated with the risk of 14 cancer sites.
On to other news, a series of activities to sensitize the public on the dangers of consuming tobacco and its related products are being organized by the Prevention Support in Addictology at the Yaounde Central Hospital. This is in a build-up to this year's World No Tobacco Day, to be observed tomorrow, May 31, under the theme, Protecting Children from Tobacco Industry Interference. This news is broadcast from Yaounde, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. A Bamenda-based NGO that is keen on ensuring all children go to school has constructed and handed over six new classrooms and benches to St. Paul's Nursery and Primary School in Nkwen. The donation from the NGO known as Strategic Humanitarian Services Shumas, according to the beneficiaries, will make teaching and learning comfortable in the school that was overcrowded. The seventh edition of the African Competitive Intelligence Day has opened in Yaounde with experts from 38 African countries availing public and private sector stakeholders with the latest advancements in artificial intelligence and to discover new technology that can help enhance their performances. Holding under the theme, the contribution of AI to the performance of African public and private actors, the two-day event is organized by the African Center for Competitive Intelligence in collaboration with Cameroon's Investment Promotion Agency and the National Institute of Statistics under the supervisory authority of the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications. Over 60 pastors of a Presbyterian church in Cameroon from Oroko Extraction, grouped under the umbrella of their association known as Oroko Presbyterian Pastors Association, will converge on Kumba tomorrow for their 26th General Assembly. The meeting will unfold under the theme, Bear One Another's Burden. Lucia Agbo reports from CRTV Southwest.
The General Assembly, grouping members of the Oroko Presbyterian Pastors Association to take place in Kumba, will be an opportunity for the pastors to encourage one another and also pray for the church and the nation. Reverend Ngomo Dibo is the global president of the Oroko Presbyterian Pastors.
This 26th Global General Assembly will give us the opportunity to access the formation and inauguration of the Presbyterian Oroko Choir Association POCA. We shall equally be praying for the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon. Special prayers shall also be offered for the nation of Cameroon.
Among issues to be discussed is also the production of a magazine to immortalize the contributions of some Oroko Presbyterian pastors in particular and the Oroko clan in general to the growth of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon.
We also wish to immortalize a magazine production by profiling the contributions of some Oroko Presbyterian pastors and the Oroko Kingdom as a whole.
The theme for this 26th General Assembly of Oroko Presbyterian Church Pastors Association is to bear one another's burden, drawn from Galatians 6 verses 1. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Boya.
The African Development Bank Group has launched the 2024 African Economic Outlook Report. The report was launched today by the African Development Bank's president, Akinwumi Adesina, in a plenary session attended by African finance ministers, central bank governors, and international development partners. Veronica Benyela reports from Nairobi, Kenya.
The African Development Bank is projecting on a growth rate of about 3.2% in 2024. However, the bank is calling on countries to make strong structural transformations to promote double-digit growth with a view to accelerate development in Africa. The continent, according to several experts attending the AFDB annual meetings, is undermined by debt whose ratio compared with GDP is still very high and threatens the efforts of public policies. While introducing the Economic Outlook report, the CEO of the African Development Bank called for a series of changes and reforms in the private banking sector. He emphasized that without these changes, it would be impossible to create what he termed the fit-for-purpose solutions bank, a bank capable of scaling up private sector investments to the levels required to meet the continent's needs. The high-level dialogue also included education. African nations have to intensify efforts to attract private sector financing to enhance tertiary education and equip the continent's youth with competitive skills. Present with other decision makers at the plenary was Cameroon's Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Mr. Alamin Usman May. He describes the Economic Outlook report as excellent. He says it lays the groundwork for governments to plan structural transformation and opens frank discussion on the global financial architecture, which is largely unfavorable for Africa. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Nairobi, Kenya.
In sports, the 52 cyclists who take part in the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour have been called upon to show the spirit of good sportsmanship during the race. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Muelle-Kombi, was speaking at the Marwa Grandstand this evening while opening the race. Details in our subsequent newscasts. To end this news here once again are the main points. Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute today chaired the cabinet meeting for the month of May. Government's strategy to protect children and measures to provide leisure activities for them were top on the agenda. The Pathological and Oncological Cancer Society is holding its 7th Congress in Yaoundé with calls on citizens to consume healthy foods and go for regular medical checkups to avoid being victims of cancer. Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Muelle-Kombi has called on the 52 cyclists on the race course of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour to show a spirit of fair play throughout the race. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.